too.
Huh? Oh, yes.
You said you didn't use one of these things like this to saw firewood.
Saw which?
Firewood, cut logs, and things like this.
We use a cross-cut saw.
Uh-huh. Did you use it with one of these things?
Oh, you mean a jack? I mean a little sawbuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all had a sawbuck. Lay a log on the saw, oh yes. I see what you got there now.
It saves a lot of work and saves sharpening.
Saves a lot of work,
saw,
yeah, oh
it?
Yes.
When you were a kid, did you have a board on a log and you could get your brother or your sister on one end and then you'd go down and he'd go up? And
oh, yeah, teeter-totter?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we all had a teeter-totter right here. They have them yet, you know.
Yeah. How about one of those that, a board with a hole down through the middle and maybe you'd put this on a log and then...
The merry-go-round.
Yeah.
Yeah, them were quite common. I don't trouble you a lot to get hurt with them.
Yeah, well, a kid in the neighborhood got cracked on the head with one.
Yes, I was saying.
What did your father shave with? A straight razor?
We had an old long straight razor.
Yeah, and when he put on his lather. How'd he lather with a?
Soap.
Just soap?
Yeah.
Put it on with his fingers?
Oh, yeah. No, we all had a brush.
Uh-huh.
Shave brush, and that old razor. Gosh, some of them old razors was hard to get sharp, you know. Well, he always had a razor strap. That's one thing I didn't like. Hell, he used it on me too much.
My dad used his belt.
We had one up here last year.
They're pretty heavy. They have a sobering influence on children, don't they?
Well, they're a good thing to punish them with.
Yeah. Did you have anything to slide on the snow with in wintertime when you were a kid?
Kid.
Anything you could slide in the snow with?
Sled. We all had sleds.
Uh-huh.
We all had a sled. Well, listen, I carried mail out of Washington one winter, and I believe it was 1904 along there. It come a sleet storm, and I put runners, 2x12s, on the axles of my little wagon I was hauling in, and I drove 6 weeks before it took them off.
My goodness.
Rode on a sled 6 weeks.
That's in Oklahoma?
Yeah, and never thought out.
My goodness.
It had one of them winters, just the ice. Had the horse shod, you know.
Yeah.
And several weeks I just used that brace of wheels.
What'd they do, put cleats on their shoes, or?
We put shoes on the horses.
Special ones with cleats or something?
Well, no, they had spikes on their toes, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, shoes always got kind of toes on, tail mm-hmm. and heel, you know.
Yeah. Did you have one of those things when you were a boy with rubber bands and a little leather pocket back here so you could shoot?
Slingshot, we had them all the time.
I got one now, but you know these inner tubes now aren't any good. They make them out of artificial rubber and they don't stretch.
They don't stretch, huh?
Used to be you could find an inner tube anywhere and just make a dandy.
Yeah.
How about guns? Did kids mostly have a gun?
We had not very often, no. We had an old muzzle loader to start with. And then I had an old what's called Zulu that I give my boy. You open it on top, you know, with a latch.
Yeah.
And then put your shell in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been the family, fixed 100 years. But my son took it, this Marine took it back to California with him when he's back here.
An old 4570?
Huh?
Was it 4570?
I don't know. It's just, it had a block comes out of the top and turned over, and then you put it back and match it, and a hammer on it, see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it had a lot of, the stock of it had a lot of creases in it, you know, and it had been pretty well moth-eaten one thing or another, but it's still one of them old-timers, you know.
Yeah, it'd do the job.
Yeah. See, you used to use a muzzle loader, you know, put so much powder in and so much shot, you know, and I got the ramrod fast one time.
Oh, and you shot it loose?
Well, I tried to get it out and I tried to shoot it, but I kept putting caps on, wouldn't go, but I was out one day and I was fooling with it. And I'll just put it up and try it once more. I did, and it shot the ramrod over the top of the smoke cop. I had a smoke cop, shot the ramrod, and I never did.